This is Gabe Keller. At KB Pharmacy, we are rocket proud. We make getting your prescription easy with our mobile app and convenient drive-through pharmacy. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
Our Rocket Football fans, we're here for the Monday podcast. Coach Courtney's homesick today. We're doing it by phone. A lot going on in your life right now, Coach. You got a wife in the hospital about ready to have your second child on top of all this, and then a playoff game this week. God bless you.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's possible. She's in there right now trying to figure out if that's going to happen or not going to happen. It's still a little early, so they're trying to stop it from happening. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, when the Lord's ready, it'll happen, won't it?
Yeah,
one way or another. So, hey, great game the other night. Well, I guess great lame. It turned out to be a great game on the scoreboard, 24-20 victory there in the playoffs. Maybe a little closer than some had anticipated, but it was a great game for the fans who had come out, and we finished on top, so that made it even better.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're able to get the win, and that's definitely what matters, especially at this point. So, you know, we would like for it to be more clean, as we always say, but, you know, win in advance right now, that's all that matters. So, yeah, we're happy with it.
Another big game this week, round two, be the regional semifinals over at Owensboro Catholic. We'll break that down on the webcast later in the week on the coach show. So, let's talk about this win over Todd Central. You know, you really kind of dominated the statistics on them, but the good thing for you is no turnovers, and you had 15 first downs and they had less than half of that, so you guys moved the football, but you had to come from behind in the second half, and just some great plays, some of them that stand out. We'll talk about your players of the game. We'll get to some of their plays in a minute. But Tyree McLean had just a great catch over there on the home sideline. Coach, keep that drive alive where you scored the winning touchdown.
Yeah, he did. It was a great play. Micah gave him a good ball, and he made a kind of diving, one-handed type catch. It was a really good catch and really important at that time. We needed somebody to step up and make a play right there, and he was able to do it. So
Tyree's a guy you got back after he got hurt early in the year, missed a few games, and he's really made an impact since he's been back, and he had 7 catches for 49 yards against Todd Central.
Yeah, he's a really good player. We're really glad to definitely have him back. He's did a great job since he's been back on both sides of the football, and he just gives us another weapon on both sides of the ball. So, yeah, we're really excited to have him back, and we really needed him the other night. He came up huge for us.
Yeah, and, of course, Caden Hyard, 8 catches for 62 yards receiving, so another big game for him. Gabe Keller, 4 for 34. We just keep every week, these guys keep piling up the numbers. And Micah Newcomb is the guy triggering that, and he's your offensive player of the game. He had 25 completions on 39 attempts, another just incredibly efficient outing. No interceptions, 189 yards passing, and a couple of TDs. One of them was rushing. He rushed on a draw play there at the last. But great game for Micah.
Yeah. Keeps being efficient and making plays. And obviously the big run at the end to cap off those drives. I feel like he was just really poised when things were kind of hectic there and we found ourselves in a ball game. And I don't know, things were just kind of, like I said, hectic, and he kept calm, kept his composure, and was able to finish off that last drive and give us the lead. Ended up being with his legs, but made some big throws on that drive too. So keeps doing what he's doing. He's a guy that you know, is pretty seasoned at this point, and you know, we're lucky to have him. And the game that he played the other night was huge for us to build the advance.
Yeah, your seniors really stepped up big. Another one in that game was Bennett McDaniel. He's your defensive player of the game, and he had 5 solo tackles, 2 assists, tackle for loss in that contest, but none were bigger than that that play on their last threatening series there in the fourth quarter, and he makes a great tackle from behind that stops prevents a touchdown very possibly.
Yeah, I thought that was a huge play. Just playing with great effort, just, you know, wanted to refuse to go home. I'm sure that he didn't want that to be his last football game. You could really show it by the effort on that play, just chasing that kid down who had a lot of space, really good runner. We knew that going in that he could hurt us possibly with his legs. And it was good to see Bennett definitely chasing him down and dives and kind of makes that play to kind of seal the game, or at least give us a chance to seal the game. That's how it ended up working out.
Mm-hmm. Lineman of the week is Travis Blazina. Another great game for him. Your line just seems to be playing pretty well right now, and you really they showed out late in the game, rushing, getting in front of Gat and Travis, and just controlling the last few minutes of that clock and running it out to win that game. That was key.
The line played pretty well all night. Pass protection was good, and we ran the ball. When we didn't have success early, I still thought in the box that they were doing their job, and Travis was a big part of that. Had a really good game in all phases. They fixed some of the mistakes that he had the week before, and just really played well. Another senior that means a whole lot to continue playing. I was just proud to see how well he played with that being his final home game at Rocket Stadium. It was good to see a lot of those seniors have good games.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, for those who didn't see that game in person and recognize it, Todd Central had some big guys up front. They were very athletic all over the field, particularly in the secondary. They really had some great closing speed, and just we didn't get a whole lot after the catch, and we made a lot of catches, but they were on us.
Yeah, they really limited the big play, and like you said, pretty well. You know, once we did make a catch, they were right there every time. Just hats off to them. Like you said, good athletic football team that we were really lucky to come out and win with.
Yeah, I know they had a pretty good season. They won 5 games during the regular season, but you know, they can certainly give some teams a lot of trouble. So, glad to get past them. But I want to mention that Gatton Travis again there at the end. You know, he rushed for 60 yards, his biggest single game. You know, he had 203 yards rushing coming into that contest, and rushed for 60 there, and pretty much all of it in the fourth quarter. Great, another senior. I mean, I think you said it a while ago, these seniors just, you know, when we got behind, you could see it in their eyes. They thought, hey, we're not giving up on this. We're going to win this game, and they did. They just kind of took over, didn't they?
Yeah, I felt like that was the case. And, yeah, like you said, I don't think I could say it much better. They just really didn't want it to end for them, and you could tell. And, you know, Coach Berry put it in the seniors' hands and let them, you know, decide their fate, and they were able to come out with the win. And it was really good to see how we closed the game with the offensive line and got running the football. That's for sure. Something that, you know, we hadn't been able to necessarily do, and still very much of a ball game. Still a lot of time left in it when we got the ball back, but we were able to toss away a few first downs there to put it away. So that was really big for us.
Yeah. All right, well, a tall task this week over in Owensboro Catholic for us. I know you're going to do your best to get these boys ready to go over there and play a team that kind of handed it to us earlier in the season. But you've got a lot of other things going on in your life. As we said, we hope you get well soon, Coach, and best wishes to your wife, Callie, and, you know, God bless all of you. Hope everything by the end of the week straightens out a little bit. Maybe there'll be a new addition to the Courtney family by the end.
As possible. I appreciate it. Thank
you. All right, Coach. Thank you.